Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when something happens to a Hollywood star who looks like they are, blessed and gifted and have everything at their fingertips, it obviously kind of shatters us a little bit and kind of makes us realize that we're all mortal and mental health issues can affect any one of us. Well, the star that plays Jack Reacher, Alan Rickman, has revealed that he actually attempted suicide. And he's very religious. He saw a vision that stopped him. And he is a Christian, a devout Christian. And when you and this happened while his career was blossoming. I remember seeing him in the Hunger Games. We've all watched him on Jack Reacher. I think it was in Blue Mountain State. I think he's 6'3", 240 pounds. He's a good looking dude. But he describes to the Hollywood Reporter his struggles. He describes his faith. I think he met Jim Carrey when he was little, but when Jim Carrey was filming The Truman Show, I think the bodyguard wouldn't let Jim Carrey sign something, probably because Jack Reacher was kind of a big-looking dude. And so, but it's interesting, his trials and tribulations, but just crushing to think that he was this close to committing suicide. This was back in 2019. He's currently 41 years old, but he had become very, very depressed. And I think he was editing his directorial debut, Dark Web, Cicada 3301. And he had hung himself in the attic. But he thinks there was divine intervention, which presented with a vision of his young sons as adults. And while he was hanging himself and dangling there, he saw this vision. He said his sons, age 11, 10, and 8, appeared to him as adults in their mid-30s, just a few years younger than he was at the time when he was 2019. They calmly asked him, don't do it, and that they wanted him to be there, alive and a part of their lives. So he was able to pull himself up off the rafters. Then I think he blacked out, and then, but he lived. He has, in the Hollywood Reporter, talked about previous drug use. He's tried MDMA therapy. I think one doctor has him on ADHD medication. He's been on testosterone. But, what's fascinating is somebody that looks as healthy, looks as strong, could be crushing on the inside, imploding on the inside, and wanting to end it. And when somebody is suicidal, it could be a fleeting moment of insanity, or it could be something that has always been calculated, always there. And it's scary to us as family members, to us as friends, lovers, fans, who, are always worried, is it going to happen today? When's it going to happen? I mean, I've had patients where they told me their family member or their spouse, they're the ones that found them. How horrifying. I've had friends who have committed suicide. And it's a shame that somebody would think that their only other option is death. There's so many options out there. But when you're depressed and when you don't necessarily have the ability or the capability to think beyond the problem seems too insurmountable. The problem seems like you will never be able to overcome. You can't see the future. When people say tincture of time, time is going to heal. No, you can't see that then. And so many individuals may choose suicide. There's a whole variety of reasons for people to choose suicide. One is they're really, really depressed. Another is they just can't see around the problem. You and I could see it's not a big deal. Okay, you lost your job. It's horrible. So you go into debt. So you borrow. Not the biggest deal. We keep living. Keep living. But to other individuals, no. You know, it's horrifying to think that they could be destitute. You have other individuals who might use death as a revenge. They're so mad at somebody who dumped them, or so mad at somebody in their lives that they want to ruin their lives by putting that suicide on them. Well, I wish I could tell anybody who's thinking that. There's a very good chance that whoever you're trying to hurt with that suicide will be devastated at first, but their lives are going to go on. And the best revenge you could do is just living and loving your life and showing you're doing great without them, not dying. Then you have some individuals who are so afraid of death that they want to name it. There are individuals out there who are always thinking about when it's going to happen. And so they want it on their own turf, on their own terms, where they have all their finances organized. They feel they've done everything they've wanted to do, and it's the control. And it's a very unspoken, common thing when people, you know, that in terms of causes of suicide, we think it's just people who are depressed. But there are individuals who are, no, this is when I want to leave. This is how I want to do it. I can't control when I enter this earth. I sure am going to control when I leave this earth. And, you know, I couldn't fathom it. I want to live as long as I can. But, you know, for some people, they're like, I want to go to the next stage. And so, you know, I welcome you to read The Hollywood Reporter. You know, it's definitely an interesting piece. I've seen somebody like Jack Reacher. You know, people ask, was it, you know, drugs he could have been on? Was it you reach a level of fame and then now you're on a roller coaster you can't get off, or a train you can't jump off? Is it, you know, I don't know. And, but I love the fact that we have somebody who survived a suicide attempt because of divine intervention, because something told them not to. And I'm going to tell you right now, you know, if you're at all thinking of suicide, think of my voice saying, don't do it, don't do it. Right? Because chances are you're going to be very, very happy that you did it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, DrDahlia.com. Check it out.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional
greatest meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. So we have a few things that have come up, which is interesting. I'm not sure what I want to talk about first. Somebody wants me to talk about this mayor that everybody hates. What's going on with her? All right, so hold on a second. My computer's slow. Apparently there's a mayor. I think she's of Dalton, Illinois. And there's apparently been some scandals behind her tenure, and her constituents are wanting her to leave. and get out. And there was a pretty angry mob of furious Illinoisans that demanded on Monday that, quote-unquote, Super Mayor Tiffany Henyard, apparently she's a self-described super mayor, resign. She has been known as the Dalton dictator and America's most hated mayor. Why? Well, apparently there have been sexual assault and embezzlement scandals that have happened surrounding her tenure, as we said. And the village of Dalton's monthly board meeting descended into chaos as 100 people banged on doors and dozens of others testified against her. 4 trustees walked out. 1 resident said, you know what you're doing, you're violating our rights, and that's a shame. They say this is a disgrace, what you have done to this village. They say that you are the worst mayor in America. That's interesting. I haven't met a lot of mayors, but you got to be doing some pretty bad stuff to be the worst mayor. Apparently, the board was scheduled to address the mayor's veto of an investigation into herself. Well, that already raises some red flags. And she vetoed an investigation into her alleged misuse of taxpayer money for lavish tips and her own $1 million police detail. Last month, she shot down a resolution passed unanimously by the 4-person board to open the probe, calling on her to submit the village's financial records and invite the FBI to conduct its own investigation. You see, if you're innocent, you're like, by all means. I understand somebody could say, well, they're going to, you know, they're going to try to, what's the word for plant evidence and things like that. But I think it's pretty, you know, if you're, you have your documents, you have your, I would say, please, by all means. So 4 trustees vote in favor for the investigation into the mayor. And the move, they say, was blocked by her and her veto. Well, come on, people. You know, her 3-year tenure has been plagued with corruption accusations. She admitted to a $2 million deficit. She owes more than $427,000 for street paving and another $400,000 for tree trimming services. And then the Board of Trustees accused her of fudging the estimate by millions and covering up personal expenses she paid for using the money. Why can't we have transparency with what's going on with our tax dollars? One of the constituents asked. And she is facing a sexual harassment or retaliation complaint by a former employee. He accused the mayor of firing her after she claimed she was sexually assaulted during a work trip in Las Vegas last year. She says, you know what happened in Vegas, you know what happened, and you should be addressing it. The mayor has denied all accusations of wrongdoing, claiming last month that the storm of allegations are nothing more than a smear campaign to oust the female politician, even though there were females asking for her to leave. One vocal community member who initially backed her told the New York Post that it was a vote I regret deeply. When she got into office, she just shut everyone out. She went into the opposite direction. She became this tyrant and dictator. So I bring this up because you know, people always ask, are we going to go into a civil war? Are we going to, you know, end up revolting? What's this next election going to do in terms of people and their vote? And you know, we have seen people get violent. We have seen people riot. We have seen people destroy property when they feel they're not heard. We've also seen people do it when they just want to take advantage and they want to steal. But when somebody, we have a representative democracy. And what that means is we vote to have people represent us. We all can't have a voice at the table. I wish we did. But because we don't, our founding fathers had created this representative democracy where you vote in your city council member. You vote in your assembly person. You vote in your state senator. Your state legislators, your national senator, congressperson, your president. And when they don't represent you, or they steal, or they, you know, Americans are really good at calling out fraud. They don't like it. And that goes beyond Democrat-Republican lines. Now, I understand with a very tight Senate and a tight legislative house. You know, maybe some individuals might not be quick to call it because they're concerned about, you know, it tipping the scale. But I think George Santos being kicked out of Congress, absolutely needed to be done. You lied to get there. We want somebody in there that doesn't lie. So when I see the anger of people, you know, one thing that I welcomed you all to do is to watch the school board meetings. Boy, did parents get mad. Now, I, as a physician, I've seen parents, you know, get frustrated with things. And, you know, I get to see a range of all emotions. But many people don't understand how mad people get. And at these school board meetings, you saw parents lose their cool. And for the right reason. And when they thought they weren't being heard, they got louder. They got more forceful. Look at the father of the Virginia girl that was raped by a person claiming to be transgender. And the father wasn't heard. And all you see is the video footage of him being taken down by police going, well, he was violent. And then you later learn he was trying to tell them that his daughter was raped in one of their schools because of their policies. That's L.A. When people get mad, they can only take so much. And we're seeing a lot of unrest. And that unrest will translate into violence or into an uprising or a revolution. If people don't feel the border is protected, right, they're gonna revolt. If they think their tax dollars are going to things they really don't want their tax dollars going to, they're going to revolt. If they're being robbed or squatters are taking over their house and they have no way and no help from the government they elected to help them, they're going to take matters into their own hands. Look at how there's now these squatter hunters that you can hire to get the squatters out. Now, they say they do it, you know, through the laws. They do a legal way. They know the ins and outs of the laws to get these squatters out for you. Excuse me, but, I mean, it's just a matter of time. When legislators will say, no. Once a squatter goes in, it's their house. No wonder people don't want to leave their house and they want to work remote. They're afraid if they leave their house, somebody's going to come into their house. And when people ask me why, how do these squatter rights prevent owners from kicking them out? Aren't they trespassing? Well, if you go on vacation, 10 days is not a long time to realize there's a squatter. When people can forge a lease, say, here's my lease. What are you talking about? Here's the copy of my lease. That's not a lease. People make up their own leases. And then they sit there with a copy. And trust me, they could pay off a fake notary stamp. And so by the time it goes through the courts, that person is getting rent free. They're selling off the stuff in the person's house. They're renting space. It's, we want to be represented. And we want our representatives to have a voice. And where I think people are feeling is they're voting people in, but either those people are corrupt or these people are overrun where their voice isn't even heard. How many Republican California representatives are able to voice what their constituents want? 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA News Update. The founder of the World Central Kitchen, Jose Andres, believes that his humanitarian convoy was targeted by the Israel Defense Force. Seven workers were killed when that convoy was attacked. The WCK has stopped humanitarian efforts in Gaza in order to protect their volunteers. At least three people were killed, several injured because of a storm system with tornadoes from the south to the Ohio Valley. Two elderly people were killed in Pennsylvania by falling trees. One person killed in Kentucky. At least 10 others injured in Jeffersonville, Indiana, just north of Louisville. According to a recent Wall Street Journal poll, former President Trump leading President Biden in six of the country's most fiercely contested states. Corey Myers, USA News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So some of you have daughters, children, nieces, nephews, grandkids that came back from spring break. And you saw some of the pictures they posted. And you gasped. And you tried to throw a blanket over your computer because it was so risque and they were hardly wearing any clothes. And I remember a year ago, one of my listeners asked, how would they approach their daughter or niece or whatever posing on social media half naked, barely covered up, And obviously the first question is, why are they doing it? You always got to come up with the why. Is it that they want a modeling career and they are trying to get noticed? Because there sure is a better way of doing it than just, you know, posting pictures of yourself that could later get you fired. But what is it? What's driving these kids? Is it that there's somebody they want to get the attention of? Oftentimes, kids will post on social media to get the attention of somebody they like. And it might work, it might not. And they will go through some crazy attempts to get noticed. Some are trying to be influencers. One of the quickest ways that the youth was able to make money in this generation was becoming an influencer. Somebody that has influence. Somebody that gets a lot of followers, that can then sell advertising, can, because they have a captive audience, and then make money off of that. And so there are individuals who are self-made millionaires by their selfies and taking pictures. Now, I think it's gone ridiculous. I think it is, you know, if you're going to put content up, you know, it's got to be solid content. It's got to be consistent content. I know some people will make a funny video. They'll get thousands of viewers, and then all of a sudden, nothing. Right? Well, you know, just like a TV show, just like a sequel. It could be a good movie, but then the sequel, if it sucks, it sucks. And the ups and downs of fame is painful. Now, drives people to suicide. It's not good. And so when you do have a child that appears to be exposing themselves or trying to reach fame, you want to make sure they have some direction, they have some counseling, and they have a safety net from an emotional standpoint, from a support standpoint, and from a financial standpoint. And you also want to make sure they don't make decisions that they're going to regret. And so when these kids see their stars that they like and emulate half naked and posing, they want to do that too. I mean, you know, me, I was the opposite. I couldn't stand the way I looked growing up. I never thought I was pretty. People told me I was, but I was like, well, you're lying. You're just saying that to make me feel better. And so I never took any pictures. If I was in a picture, I was in a turtleneck and a long skirt. And part of me, now that I'm middle-aged, wishes I did wear that bikini. And I did take a picture of me in a bikini. Never would have thought to do that. I never had that self-confidence. I'm a pretty confident individual. Not in my looks, but in other things. And there was no way. And now I kind of wish there were more pictures of me when I was younger. I just wish I did them. Or not half naked. But that's another thing that's driving the youth. You know, they look at their parents. They look at their grandparents and say, look, I'm not going to look like this forever. So while I look like this now, I want to capture it. You also have the ability for unattracted individuals to look like models, to look exquisite. You know, this catfishing is where you're on a dating website and you see somebody who looks like an amazing model. They look drop dead gorgeous. And when you meet them in person, they look like anybody else. Well, I'm in show business enough to know that even some of these individuals that are stars, they look like regular people. I mean, you have people like Michael Fassbender Michael Jordan, and they look exquisite no matter where they are. Michael B. Jordan, any of them. But when you are a female, I've run into so many females where I had to do a double take and go, oh, because without their makeup, without their hair, without the clothes, they look like, you know, everyday people, which means we have learned what it takes to look like a star. And we add all the accents and things like that. And so there's a lot of people that now want to feel like a star. The problem is you have to know when to stop. And you have to understand that some of the things you post can come back to haunt you. Putting sexualized content on the web is dangerous. Not to mention, there are stalkers out there. There are people that will hunt you down. And you have to be very, very careful. There's, you know, there's a responsibility with social media. That's why there's all this pressure to have, no child under 13 on these sites, even though all these sites limit, prohibit kids under 13 being on the sites. Apparently, it's not enough because these kids are getting on the sites anyway, and they're opening accounts and they're lying about their age. And I know a lot of adults lying about their age. Their birthday comes up and they say 29. Oh, you're not 29, please. Can't we, triple that? That's your age. So, what do you do? How do you tell a child to stop it? When you're a parent, they don't listen to you. And when you say, I forbid it, So, I like to always work with the momentum. Okay? Find the momentum. All right? They're going to have to talk to you. So, why are you doing this? And don't do it in a defense, because they're going to say no, 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 and not want to talk to you about it. So say, look, we got to talk about this. Okay, I don't want to ban you from Instagram. I don't want to put in all these parental controls. Okay, you're a young adult. You're a teenager, but you're a young adult. I don't want to do that. Instead, I'd like to have an adult conversation with you. Okay, and let's talk about the content you're posting. Are you trying to gain followers? Is this a business model? Talk to me about it. I don't want to talk about it. If you don't want to talk about it, then I'm going to ban it. But I'm here to have a conversation with you. Is it that you like somebody? Is it, I'm here to guide you. And there might be a better way of doing things. If they refuse and they are still putting sexualized content up, then it's your choice as to how you want to drop the hammer in terms of their content. But chances are they're going to continue to do it. So you need to be able to have that sort of conversation. If not you, and they're like, I can't talk to them, they refuse to talk to me, then recruit a family member that they like, that they trust. A lot of times they love the aunt, they love the uncle. Uncle might have a tough time talking to a young girl about this. It could be a family friend. But say, look, want to talk to you about this. I see you're posting these things. What are you trying to do? And is there a better way to do it? We all have goals. What's the goal? Now, is it a boy? Is it a girl? Is it a influencer status? Is it, you want to capture your youth? If you want professional modeling pictures, we'll do that. This way you don't have to be posting sexualized content. We could get you professional photos. I mean, what exactly is driving them to do it? 1-877 Doc Dolly.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have a solar eclipse that good part of the United States is going to be able to see on April 8th. Well, apparently there's call-outs. People are not going to be working that day. They've taken out Airbnbs. And I'm looking at a map where Airbnb has registered a 1,000% surge in searches for places to watch the eclipse, and there are very little options left to rent a room to. I mean, the solar eclipse is cool. I mean, I've seen one before. Didn't we just have one a year or two ago? Maybe I'm not realizing why this is so special. But listen, I'd rather people be in a frenzy about something, you know, scientific and cool than, you know, oh, Justin Bieber dropped a new album. I don't know. But when you look at the Airbnb occupancy rates across the nation for April 8th, you see where the trend of the solar, it's going to be like, it's going to go from the northeast down to the south. And that's apparently how the occupancy rates and the renting is paralleling. And the maximum occupancy means areas from Maine to Texas, no way to get a hotel room. 20 million people in the U.S. are going to go to another location. Oh, no, 20 million people in the U.S. did this in 2017, where they trekked to a new location so they could see it. Experts estimate that millions of more Americans are going to travel to see the upcoming solar eclipse. That's going to happen on Monday. The totality beginning in Dallas, Texas at 1:40, lasting until 1:44 Central Time. And so whether you're in Cleveland and, I don't know, I think parts of Oklahoma, I don't know. There's a big swath of individuals. Missouri, Arkansas, Dallas, Texas will get a nice view, which is nice, which is cool. It just, really? Are any of the guys taking off work? You're traveling? Airbnb listings outnumber hotels more than 15 times along the path of totality across North America. They're even offering amenities like telescopes. I mean, people are going to make money on this. You know what? If you can make money, all the power to you, as long as you're being ethical about it. But the eclipse is going to last, I think, what, 2 minutes, is it? And, you know, when the moon blocks the sunlight to Earth, it's going to become darker. It's going to be pretty cool. Trust me, it's cool. Not enough for me to skip work. Not enough for me to spend thousands of dollars to travel and to take out a hotel. And I understand many people are like, look, you know, it's at the end of our spring break. We had spring break a couple weeks ago, but maybe for some people it's on their spring break. So power to them. But, you know, it's apparently there's a house that you could rent for $10,000 a night. When you add the other fees, it is $11,400 to see this. Now, I'm fine with it seeing it on camera. I'm going to probably watch it online if I'm on air. I'm in Nevada, so I'm not going to be traveling anytime soon. There's also going to be thunderstorms. There's going to be extensive cloud coverage and certain weather patterns. And so, if you are going to be taking this time out, and you know, keep in mind that there might be some bad traffic or bad weather, which might mess your view up. Niagara Falls sits in the path of totality. They will get about 100% coverage for about 3 minutes and 30 seconds. Please make sure you're not walking near the falls and fall in. Niagara Falls Mayor Jim Diodati estimates 1 million tourists are going to come to witness the spectacle. 14 times more visitors in a single day than the city normally sees. They actually call it a state of emergency. State of emergency strengthens the tools the region has at its disposal to safeguard the health and safety of residents and visitors and to protect our critical infrastructure in any scenario that might arise. Now, usually the average person who wants to see an eclipse is going to probably do that, just want to see the eclipse and then maybe hang out with friends and all that. But you do have some individuals who are pretty, they're going to take advantage. Now, when is the next solar eclipse supposed to happen? Well, according to Daily Mail, 2079. All right, I'm not going to be around then. So for some people, this might be the last time they are going to be able to see a solar eclipse of this magnitude. Now, keep in mind, if you are going to go, you need to have eclipse glasses. I hope you're not planning to go down there and then look up. You can't look up. They're saying you need ISO 12312-2 certified eclipse glasses. And please be careful. You know, those are being bought up like crazy. And there's going to be probably some fake glasses being sold when people run out. So, yeah, I'm glad people are excited about this. Just don't become a victim of fraud. That's all I'm saying. Please be careful. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This really was frightening when you saw a tourist on a safari and their truck get charged by an elephant. And an 80-year-old woman was killed in Zambia when an elephant charged their vehicle. Tourists were in Kafue National Park. Another woman was injured and taken to a medical facility in South Africa following the incident. This happened on Saturday, and the company was called Wilderness. They were the ones running the trip. Four other people suffered minor injuries. Wilderness Chief Executive Officer Keith Vicente said the vehicle, which was carrying six guests and a guide, was unexpectedly charged by a bull elephant during the excursion to view wildlife, called a game drive. Now, they say their guides are all extremely well-trained and experienced, but in this instance, the terrain and vegetation was such that the guide's route became blocked, and he could not move the vehicle out of harm's way quickly enough. You see in the video the elephant running towards them for a while, and that had to have been just frightening. A helicopter was dispatched to the scene. Authorities are investigating, and Zambia is pretty popular. There's a lot of national parks, exquisite. You know, to be able to see hundreds of animal species. And Kafue is one of the country's largest national parks. It's known for lion, leopard sightings, as well as incredible diversity of antelope species. But this isn't the first time, according to CNN, American tourists have died in the park. In September 2016, Bianca Rudolph was found dead in her hunting cabin after a fatal shotgun blast. In August 2023, her husband, Lawrence Rudolph, was sentenced to life in prison for murdering his wife of 30 years. So, yes, an American died in the park. We know about that, but it wasn't from an elephant. I love the idea of seeing animals and appreciating what's on this earth. But some of these animals don't want us there. They feel threatened. Or there's been other humans that have hurt them. Animals talk. Trust me, they do. And when they feel like they are going to be, there are very aggressive animals that will say, sorry. I don't care how much you paid for this ride. You get the hell away. Not to mention, sometimes you're hurting their food sources just by being there. And they want to eat. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.